I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. The campaign consultant who helped orchestrate the Democratic upset in Alabama's special election last year has signed on to help a Montana congressional candidate. Billings attorney John Heenan says he first met Joe Trippi when he was in Washington, D.C. to attend a law conference. He recalls most of their conversation was about that Alabama U.S. Senate race.
And frankly, he saw a lot of similarities between this race and the Alabama race.
That's where Trippi served as the chief media strategist for the Doug Jones campaign. He has about three decades of experience working for numerous Democratic candidates. Heenan says while Trippi is helping his campaign, he's not interested in becoming a template politician. He says his playbook is to meet face-to-face with Montanans.
What none of us like is when politicians become just this politician bot robot that, you know, doesn't connect with people.
He wryly says that includes not following what some consultants have already told him: straighten his curly hair. Still, Heenan says he's pleased someone of Trippi's caliber is a member of his team.
I feel fortunate now to be surrounded by people that know how to win and can guide me, right? Because this is a whole different realm.
This is Heenan's first run for elected office. David Parker, a professor of political science at Montana State University, says most people don't know of Joe Trippi. He says what it does say to Democratic and other political insiders is that now a certain level of professionalism is in the Heenan campaign.
The June ballot's a real test. It doesn't mean that because you got Joe Trippi, you've got like the secret sauce to win the election or anything like that. It just means that you have someone that at least knows what putting a campaign together looks like, which means the money will be spent more effectively, potentially, but more importantly, put into the right areas.
Heenan faces Grant Keir, Linda Moss, and Kathleen Williams on the June primary ballot. All have officially filed with the Secretary of State's office. Declared candidate Jared Pettinato has yet to file. The winner faces Republican Greg Gianforte on the November general election ballot. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.